WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston, of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Got a great two-hour show lined up for you today that include lots of new music that was recently released, along with some familiar tunes, but most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with music from the Psychedelic Furs, Smashing Pumpkins, and Cake. We have new tunes from Stella, J.W. Francis, and Young Gov. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this hour started with a tune from Sap. This is called High, here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I don't know. she's facing the truth. She didn't want the world to know. She never hurts her feeling sure. This is finally letting go.
She's letting go.
Listen to everything so you don't have to. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
Time moves and she don't find.
WMFO, TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Banging our way into the first hour here on this beautiful Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining me. We finished up there with brand new music from Stella with her producer, Redahino. Stella is spelled with a sigma. In fact, her website is stellawithasigma.com. She recently signed to Sub Pop Records, which together they released Up and Away, which is a new album, came out on June 17th. That tune was called Charmed. I've actually featured another track from that as well. I'm really just liking the style very, very much from Stella. Before that, Charlie Darling, with 67 from the album A Radio Romance. The Psychedelic Furs from 1984. The album was Mirror Moves. That was The Ghost in You. Callie Lucy from her Circles EP. And we started the hour with Sap from the album The Only Thing I Ever Wanted. That tune was called High.
We are World Vision, and we believe in children. We believe in educating girls and women about immunizations, nutrition, and the healthy timing and spacing of pregnancies.
If you believe, visit worldvision.org/believe.
We have music coming to you in this hour from the Smashing Pumpkins, Cake, and the Cars. Next up is, it's a tune from J.W. Francis. He's an unsigned indie lo-fi slacker, jangle pop singer-songwriter originally from Tulsa, Oklahoma, but now makes New York City his base of operations. He popped onto the music scene, back late in 2018 with his debut EP, I'll Love You Forever, Bye. I found him in 2019 when he self-released a series of singles. He started stepping up his game and releasing his debut full-length album, Wunderkid, in June of 2019. He's currently finishing up album number 2. It's called Dream House, an anticipated release of January of next year. In the meantime, the label has released this pre-release single. This is called Casino. New music from J.W. Francis here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Freeform Radio. Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finished up there with music from, well, a collaborative effort from classics and local natives. It's an interesting combination that these two bands make. The story is that they met at a wedding in Mexico, and they ended up getting along so well they decided to put together a little single. This came out back, I think it was 2020, is called Francesca Weekends, and that is the B-side, which is Weekends from Classics and Local Natives. They really do sound nice together. The Smashing Pumpkins from 1995's release, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness, with 1979. J.W. Francis, his pre-release single was Casino. All right, well, let's just keep moving things here as we work our way through the 10 o'clock hour, or I'm sorry, the 11 o'clock hour, rather. We're going to go in a different direction, kind of an alternative folk style. This is something from an artist named A.A. Bondi. The double A stands for August Arthur. He's the former frontman of the Alabama grunge band Verbena. And Verbena went through several band changes until its demise in 2003. Bondi then retreated to the Catskills home in his Catskills home in upstate New York and began writing songs rather with an indie folk sound. It's been a good change for him. This is a tune called Lover's Waltz. It's off the album American Hearts, which was released back in 2007. So here we have music from A.A. Bondi here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Over our heads, over our heads. Could ever know, would ever know. get close to the ocean and explode in a steam heat fevered cyclical motion. How's the name? What's the name? Goes unspoken. It's in vain, 'cause the language is broken.
WMFO TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. We finished up there with music from Andrew Bird, going all the way back to the Noble Beast album, which came out back in 2008 or 2009, around there. He used to be with the Squirrel Nut Zippers way back when, before he went off on his solo. He's got about 11 albums to his name. In fact, he produced an album just about a month and a half ago, played a track from that as well. So I just thought I'd revisit that, Fits and Dizzy Spells. Cake before that, from the 2001 release Comfort Eagle with Meanwhile, Rick James. A.A. Bondi got it all started with Lover's Waltz. Just a reminder, we'll be doing another Music You Might Otherwise Miss. It airs Thursdays on WBRS.org, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. The first hour, it's the new release show. We focus on the newest material that was just released over the past week or so, followed by an hour of an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, and new pop, along with some classics thrown in. But most of it, you probably haven't heard it before, which is why it's Music You Might Otherwise Miss, Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. Speaking of new music, this is the latest from Young Gov. His real name is Ben Cook. He's a singer, songwriter, and producer based in Toronto, Canada. June 24th, he released his fourth studio album, cleverly called Gov 4. This is called Cry to Sleep. New music from Young Gov here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I'm You're listening to TK on 91.5 FM, WMFO.
your head.